Hi everyone. Thank you for this opportunity to talk with you today. Today I've chosen to stay more in the question. So what does it mean? What does it mean to imagine, to create, to explore, to play? Be? And immediately comes to me, to be or not to be. Just be yourself. Ask and it is given. So what does it mean? What does it mean to ask? Is this what questions are for? To ask? Are questions used for asking? Are we finding ourselves many times asking without questions? Why do we ask without questions? Ask and it is given is an universal truth. Do we ask? Do we even know what asking means? Do we have questions to ask? I will repeat this question a few times to allow us to see it better. Do we use questions to ask? How do we ask? Do the words quantum and question both start with Q? What is the connection between the words quantum and question? Does focusing on the question open the door to all possibilities? What else is possible? How does it get even better than this? What does it mean to just be yourself? I am really attracted to this phrase, just be yourself. I even have a towel that basically has just be yourself written on it with Tinkerbell on a purple background on it. So just be yourself sounds pretty simple, but do I know what it is? Do you know what it is? Do we do it? Be. What does it mean to be? What does it mean to just be? Play. What does it mean to play? Can we be too serious and play at the same time? Does playing imply lightness? Does playing imply happiness? Does playing contain happiness? So let's look at the triple be, do, have. We hear this often. Be, do, have. Does playing connect us to this first verb in the triple, namely be? Does playing connect us to the be part of it? Does seriousness contribute to skipping the being and going to the doing? And it all depends on our perception. We most of the time use words. And we could use the same words and actually have a different meaning behind them. So this is causing confusion many times instead of clarity. And does really seriousness contribute to skipping the being part and going to the doing and having? And if we do this, does such a skip serve us? The triple be, do, and have is an ordered triple. This means that the order in which the members of it come matters. It also means that if we switch the order of the members of the triple, we're changing it. We don't get the same thing. And what's the most beneficial order of this triple be, do, have for us? Is it what we're formally taught to do things in order to have things and then we'll be whatever coming with this? Is this doing, having, and then being disturbing the order? Is it contributing to us, to our life, to our manifestations? Or is it actually making things more difficult? What order of the members of this triple provides the most flowing manifestations in our lives? Well, for me it is be, do, have. Interestingly, manifestations are essential for all of us. We do or don't do things in order to manifest desires. But let's zoom into this last sentence here. We do or don't do things in order to manifest our desires. We do or we don't do. And when we zoom into it, what we see is that we use the do, the second part of this triple, in that sentence. We do or we don't do things in order to manifest our desires. What if you be first? Where's the first member of the triple? Where's the be in here? Are we skipping it by default? Too much formal education? Something else? So let's go through a guided relaxation. Let's start by sitting comfortably with a straight spine. I invite you to inhale and allow the air to get to your abdomen. Just slowly inhale and allow this deep breath to fill your being with oxygen. Just relax for a moment and now slowly exhale. Continue to breathe slowly and deeply. Now focus your attention on the top of your head. Imagine a very powerful bright light entering the crown of your head and filling your whole body. Let it fill your whole body, illumining everything within you. Let the light fill your whole body, enlightening everything within you. Keep breathing slowly and deeply and just observe the light being within you. Now, allow the light to start pouring out through the tip of your fingers and the tip of your toes and allow it to surround you in a beautiful cocoon of bright white light. Just let the light be. Let the light be. Let there be light. It's your command. Let there be light. So even in this sentence, let there be light, the doing is done by the verb be. Let there be light. Let stands for allowing, and be is for the being. Let there be light. So that's the point of creation. So what if we all allow light to be within us to be us, because that's what we are, we're light, we're love, when we're in alignment with our true selves. What if we allow that? So let's direct our attention to the first member of the triple, be, do, and have. Is it that being allows the most flowing creation? Is it that by being, the doing and the having manifest automatically? Is it that by being, the easiest and most and the best outcomes manifest joyfully? Is it that when we allow lightness, playing, being, we connect to our true divine selves and let that divine consciousness be expressed within us, through us, and for us? Is it that by allowing ourselves to be, we allow ourselves to connect and communicate with our divine essence? Is being an essential point of flowing creation that is aligned with our heart's desires? Is it? Is there a substitution for being that will allow that flowing manifestation in the easiest, best, most beneficial, pleasant, and gentle way for us? Is it? Is there a substitute for being in alignment with our true self? Is there a substitute for being in balance with our true self? Is there a satisfactory substitute? Is there? Is it that by allowing ourselves to be, we allow ourselves to connect and communicate with our divine essence? Is this the best and the easiest way to manifest? Is there stillness in being? Let's take a moment and imagine being. Is there stillness in being? We know now quantum physics tells us that even things that we consider objects that are easily accessible and existing for the five senses, like a wall, a computer, a chair, anything, if we zoom into a powerful microscope, we'll see that actually 99.9% of it is empty space. That is empty. It's a void. So how is stillness and void, how are those two connected? So if the chair is 99.9% empty space, so then we can go through it. Why aren't we going through it easily? Are we even allowing to consider that that's a possibility? Why can't we go through the wall easily if it's 99.9% empty space? Isn't 99.9% like almost 100, almost all of it is empty? So then what's preventing us if we can go through the room, so the air in the room, why can't you go through the wall? Why are we considering, you know, movies when somebody goes through the wall as magical, having magical powers? What if this is available for all of us? What if by skipping the being part, we basically cut it out of the possibilities? What if everything is available instantly to all of us? What if it is? Isn't that stillness, the void in the being, the one that actually starts the creation? And it's immediately available to all of us all the time. Are we tuning into it? Are we aligning into it, with it? Or are we too busy doing and having things? What is there in being? We are all beings. And if we are all beings, is it that our essence is to be? Let's imagine the word being. B-E-I-N-G. These five letters start with the two D-E. B. Just be. That's a very powerful be. So then another thing comes. What is clutter? Is clutter arranged, ordered? Is it chaotic? Is it easy to deal with clutter? Or is it easier to deal if there's order? Can clutter and order exist simultaneously? Do love and fear exist simultaneously? Well, they're very different vibrations. So the vibrations that have different frequencies, they cannot be simultaneously existing. So if we be love, we cannot be fear simultaneously. So by choosing to be love, to vibrate with the frequency of love, we by default are excluding all fear. Just imagine how that is. We exclude all fear. Wow, that feels really good to me. So let's look at this clutter and order. Can just being create clutter? Or does just being create order? Does creation start from order or from clutter? And we can create from both, but what outcome will be created if you start from clutter? Can that be very desirable? Does clutter come from doing and having that skipped the first member of the triple, namely skipped the being? Is that how we create clutter? When we do things, have things, but we forgot to start with the foundation of being first. Is clutter created by doing and having that didn't start with just being? And where is the being part? Is it somewhere remotely present outside of us, or is it within us? So just be ourselves. We have to go outside with some place to do that, or do we just go within us to be? Is just being connecting us to the source of being, the divine consciousness? Are they within us? Do we have to go find them someplace remotely? What if we allow ourselves to just be? What if we allow ourselves to just be daily? What if we start by just being for a moment? What if we do that? See again? What if we do that? It's the doing again. But what if this doing starts with just being? What if we open the door to the power of just being ourselves? That door is within us. Just being is within us. We only have to give it permission, to give ourselves permission to stop doing and having and start with being. And then we will have the doing and the having literally done for us. I invite myself and everyone who listens and would choose to listen to this again to start allowing ourselves to be. Even if we start with the most tiniest baby steps, one moment at a time. What if we do that? I would like to finish this contemplation with my favorite prayer. Divine Consciousness, Divine Father, Mother, Life. You are our life, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every necessity, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us, that omnipotent, omnipresent, almighty, eternal, infinite presence, divine presence, that is everywhere at the same time, including within us, with our essence, that doesn't have beginning and an end, that is eternal, that is infinite. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us within perfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you, expressing divine consciousness. Wow. Does this start with being ourselves? As we speak to you, we know that you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness. And as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. It is so. It is done. Amen. Thank you. So where is this consciousness searchlight? Is it connected to being? What if we commit ourselves to being? Thank you.